less time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday. It's October 9th and we're back with you.
We are back.
Yes.
Yes.
Overcast skies. Do you like that?
You know what? I do.
Do you?
I will say this. I really like October a lot, and it makes me, reminds me of home.
Right.
So I feel like when the seasons change, like right about now, it was really good. Like I went up last night to the Spiritual Ranch, Gail Thackray, her Spiritual Ranch, and it was so good being up there. It's like it's away from the city. It's up in the mountains, you know, it's like an escape.
Yeah, like sort of an inspirational place to be, huh?
I felt like when I was driving through the mountains that I was almost back home, because that's what it's like back home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really windy, and you're driving through, like, mountains, but it's all green, or dead, rather. So there's more, like, stuff. But it reminded me of home, and I kind of, like, was like, I really like this weather. I like it getting cold. I can, like, smell October. I smell the change.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was good. I really liked it. So, yeah, I went up there last night, and I had a crazy experience.
What was that? Tell me.
So they had a shaman who we're going to have on the show in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
He's, I mean, incredible. Like, she just did the Spiritual Expo, which was at LAX this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So she had 20,000 people come see her.
Really?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Wow.
She spoke to all, I mean, they came through. They spoke to all these people. And Wayne Dyer was there. And what's his name? George Norrie from Coast to Coast. Radio.
I don't know him.
George Norrie.
Yeah.
He's like one of the, he's the biggest radio guy, but for spiritual stuff.
Oh,
so,
okay.
But weird stuff too, like science, aliens,
anything
in the paranormal.
Okay. Paranormal stuff.
Pretty much everyone knows him, like if you're into science.
Okay.
Science or spiritual. Like he's a mix of both. Like he has all kinds of stuff on there. Conspiracies and stuff too. Really big. Coast to Coast is like a huge thing. But anyway,
right.
So it's really, I was trying to help her get on there. And anyway, long story short, he heard her speak and was blown away.
Really?
By it. Yeah, because she's, like I said, she does, well, you haven't seen, you had her come in here, but she heals people on the spot. And then she also teaches how to talk to your animals clinic. And then she has another one on how to manifest money.
Right.
And that actually really works, her little workshop there. So it's pretty cool. They're free.
Right.
You have to pay to get into, like, the whole event. But she does her events for free to gain and meet more people and whatnot. And then she sells her books and stuff. But it's amazing. So anyway, she met the shaman there, and they brought him last night. And it was crazy. So, I mean, and it was cool because it's like I've never been to like a shamanic healer before, but you hear about it all the time. Like the more I talk to people, I hear about it from people. Like even yesterday, I went to Paramount Studios and met with this guy, and he was like, "Oh, I'm friends with a shamanic healer." And meanwhile, he's like a big producer for like, yeah. And I'm like, "Oh, that's crazy. I've never been to one. That'd be cool." So last night it happened to be I went to one, and it was weird. They had like didgeridoos playing. I mean, it was awesome. They had gongs playing, like African, African drum music, the didgeridoos, like a flute. It was amazing. Like just to be centered and then to meditate. You had to like meditate and go to these places. And so he opened up like, I guess what you call like a fifth dimension, which is what the earth is shifting to. And I will say that your eyes are closed and you're meditating. I had a really crazy experience. I had some really crazy things happen, and I feel better. And he like worked on me, and today my leg looks better, and I can lean on it. Whereas before it was pins and needles, like
really?
And I couldn't.
Wow.
I'm leaning on it.
Amazing.
I haven't taken away the crutches completely. Like I went to Whole Foods this morning on the way here, and one crutched it, which is funny. So, and I was able to lean on it a little bit, and I was a little surprised. I'm like, that's weird. So it worked, whatever. whatever he did.
Okay.
It was pretty awesome.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's like you really seem to be into it and embracing it, you know, and it's probably working for you because of that.
I feel so much better. And another crazy thing, like I talked to Psychic Dave, you know, our good friend Psychic Dave, because I wrote him like in a panic of like, why are all these things happening to me? Like, what's going on? Yeah. And the craziest thing, and someone else said it too, he goes, you were supposed to be in a fatal car accident or a fatal accident of some sort where I would either be either dead or I would be to the point of where I'd want to be dead because it would be like completely paralyzed or something. So for whatever reason,
can you imagine hearing shit like that?
For whatever reason, my guides or you know people that were guarding me made this accident happen to make me stay at home.
Oh, okay.
And I'm so stubborn that I tried to leave home and like with the boyfriend at the time and begged him to take me everywhere. And I was stopped from doing it, but I begged and threw a temper tantrum. And so like he took me, you know, to his place and then he brought me back. And I was upset because he left me stranded all weekend and I had nowhere to go. And I was so upset. I was stuck and I was mad at him. Yeah. And then he broke up with me. So I was like really like even more stuck. And then I decided to drive this week. And what happened? I got into a small car wreck. But it's he's like, these are your guides telling you to stay the fuck home. Stay home. And he's like, so that was really interesting. I was like, okay, that's cool. And I feel like that too. And then, so I got that email. And then like last night, they had said the same thing that I was, it was protecting me from something else. So I guess if it's a small minor thing or it could have been worse, then whatever. But I feel better for whatever reason. I feel like I got a piece of me back because I was so depressed and so upset and I don't know. I just I felt lost.
Well, as long as it helped you, I mean, that's all that matters, you know. It doesn't matter if it's real or not or whatever, you know. But you can't argue with it, you know, if you feel better for whatever reason. Then it's good for you, you know.
No, it's just time to start finding a job.
So tell me something. So other than physically feeling better, you feeling emotionally better too?
Yeah.
Really?
That's the thing is like I feel emotionally better. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Because my emotional state was not good. Yeah. It really wasn't good. And it's like whatever he did, I immediately, like he worked on like, it was crazy. Like you're loving yourself and like self-love and stuff. And it was like that's. I don't know, like the power that they did, and I felt it all come back. It was weird. It's like this hole that was inside was like filled again. Mm. It was really weird.
Yeah.
So, and I felt it instantly. My eyes were closed when they work on you, but I opened them because I was like, this is weird. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And I was really tired, and so I wound up staying over there last night, which is why I got here earlier.
Yeah.
Which is great, but.
Well, that's cool to spend the night there and stuff.
Yeah.
Did more people spend the night there or just you?
No. I just stayed up there. Because it was, you know, the roads are really windy, so it's hard to get back.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, she's got this event plan that's really cool. They're bringing John of God, who was, you know, Oprah just did a piece on John of God. They're bringing him to Toronto for an event soon. So I'm going to help with that. And she's doing a tour through Pennsylvania, New York, and then Toronto.
Oh, yeah?
Following it. Yeah.
Wow.
So it'll be really exciting. And people come from all over the place to see John of God because he's in Brazil.
Yeah.
So she's bringing him to Toronto to do an event there and heal people. And she's going to – there's going to be like a small group of 20 celebrities he's going to heal.
Yeah.
So I'm going to work on inviting them, those people as well. So
yeah.
Should be pretty cool.
Can you imagine calling yourself John of God? I mean, come on.
Well, he invokes – they say he invokes spirits. And, like, I don't know. I'm just telling you, people go there and they're healed miraculously. It's all over the internet. Like, you know, like I said, Oprah talked about it. She did a piece on it. So it's a known thing, and he's very well known. And basically, if he touches you, you're healed. So people flock to Brazil to go and see him. Yeah. So now he's going to be in – Gail's bringing him to Toronto.
Mm. And how many people can he – touch? I mean, for crying out loud, you know, you said 20,000 people or whatever.
Thousands. People wait in line all day, and sometimes they, you know, they come from all over.
So how is he going to heal everybody?
He they come up one by one, and he does stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and it's you know, you pay to stay at the it's really cheap. It's Brazil. I think for the Toronto thing, I forget what the tickets are going to be to get in because it's going to be a weekend of her speaking.
Right.
And then him healing.
Don't you think that if this was real, okay, and there was a way to cure people like right away like this.
Yeah.
Don't you think it would be mainstream?
Well, it is.
It's
like,
not.
People.
It's
well,
not mainstream. You know, I mean, things like this is not.
They're trying to get it out there more. I mean, that's the thing. It's like. honestly, the pharmaceutical companies run the U.S. Think about it, you know? And the U.S. gets money from it. And so it's like they want to block out what... I told you that. Like, they want to block out whatever they can.
Yeah, but
it's
the thing is...
It's spreading more and more. I mean, it is. And this guy's Brazilian. He doesn't speak English. He's an interpreter. So people who find out about him, it's word of mouth. Because he lives in a village in the middle of Brazil.
Right.
So people find out about him. The word spreads. People flock there. Like I said, Oprah just went there. So now the word is spreading within the past year because she just did a piece on it. Mm-hmm. So it's spreading more and more and more. There's a movie that was just done about it. Gail did a book on him. There's a couple other books that are out or coming out. So it's spreading slowly. Uh-huh. And now they're bringing him to Canada, to Toronto. So he'll start appearing more over here because people here are discovering and bringing him over.
Yeah.
Over in the Spanish countries, they've been coming, you know, it's village by village spreading.
Yeah.
So he's just this village guy that, you know. So it takes
and he's
a while.
The only one that has this power in the world. Is that it?
Apparently. Well, here's another thing. We talked about Eric Pearl last night.
I mean, do you realize how pompous you have to be to make claims like this, you know?
But here's the other
not
thing.
Not you, him.
Right.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing is Eric Pearl, who we had here, who I think his event is this weekend or next weekend in Long Beach.
Right.
Which I want to go to. We were talking about him last night because they all knew of him. And Eric Pearl is very similar where, like, he was talking about it.
Right.
How he's got this thing where he touches you, teaches you how, and passes it on.
Right.
So, like, his like... whatever, he woke up one day and was told that he needs to teach other people how to heal themselves, healing within you. So I think that's really cool. John of God's like that, except he's Spanish.
Okay.
It's slowly spreading to the States because no one knew about it until Oprah did a thing on it.
Right.
So he knew of him, Eric knew of him, and they know of each other. They're just a little bit different.
Right.
So and they present themselves differently. So but we did talk about how Eric is, you know, they were saying he's the real deal as well. So, and he's, I mean, God, he's booked everywhere. Like, I was looking at his stuff. He really is booked everywhere. But I want to go to his workshop this weekend and, or next weekend, whenever it is, and check it out and see for myself. Because I've only seen what he did here.
Right.
And I've only heard about him.
Which was nothing, so.
Right. And the thing is, if he was, well, I felt what he passed to me when he touched my hand. I was like, that's crazy.
Really?
So,
you felt something?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if I went to the, you know, the 3-day workshop, I would know more then, and then I would make my evaluation of, okay, this is totally cool, or,
right.
Because I mean, I'm open to things, but I'm also, I need to see it.
Yeah.
I need proof.
You need proof.
So,
okay.
Anyway.
So much so far we haven't had a lot of proof, but, you know, it's mostly claims from people.
Well, I've had some proof. Gail's helped me with Lyme disease.
Yeah.
That's
I
gone.
Guess, yeah.
So, speaking of which, in the next couple of minutes, our guest is going to be calling in, speaking of the weird and paranormal. Mm-hmm. It's October, so one of my favorite places to go is Knott's Scary Farm, which during the year is Knott's Berry Farm, and they make it scary. And it's this crazy Halloween event that is starting now through October, and you can go and buy tickets, and it's like a theme park, like, you know, like a Universal type thing. But
yeah, like Disneyland and stuff.
Disney, but more rides, and they turn it spooky at night, and it's all dark, and it's amazing. There's mazes, and I have to say it's so well done that it's scary, and it's fun and thrilling, because they've got every nightmare you could think of. You've got, you know, your high school massacre. You've got the clowns. You've got the psychic ward, you know.
Yeah.
You've got ghosts. You've got zombies. You've got, like, werewolves and vampires. Mm. They have mazes and walkthroughs for each one. And it's scary. I mean, it's cool. And then they come and they're not allowed to, like, touch you, but they can be around you.
Right.
There's scare zones where they come and skate right by you, and they, like, scare you, and you're like, ah! You know, and, of course, if you're, like, scaredy cat, they'll pick on you. And you have to know where the scare zones are, because if you don't, you're going to run through them, you know? And, like, it's pretty cool, and I always have a blast when I go. And I thought that we would do, you know, talk about the cool hot spots to go for October for those listeners out there that don't know where to go.
Yeah, sounds good, yeah. So we were talking about the Universal Studios one. Did you go to that one?
No, I've been to that before.
You have been to it.
The one this year, I forget what it's catered to. I just knew, too. I know that basically, like, I don't like it as much because honestly, the only thing I like is their haunted house.
Right. That's when what you were saying yesterday. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. When you go right in the beginning, when you enter, they have a big haunted house that used to be like the Nightmare on Christmas house. And then it was like, it changes yearly, whatever's popular. Mm. So I don't know what's going to be popular this year. Twilight. I don't know. zombies, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to make that house, but it is very well done. Mm. It's a very well done haunted house. And then when you walk out, they copycatted Not Scary Farm recently. They never used to do this. Uh-huh. And they now have scare zones too.
Really?
And people that are doing it. Yeah. So I laughed because I was like, Not Scary Farm's been doing this for years. And you guys just started this. And you're trying to be like them. But okay. And, you know, and they have the rides. You can ride the rides in the dark. It's all glow-in-the-dark stuff, which is pretty cool. But there's not that many rides at Universal. Yeah. Whereas at Not Scary Farm, there is. So
yeah, but there's enough. I mean, there's enough, you know, if you have to stand in line and everything. You know, I mean, there's a...
I guess. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think what's worth going to
Because how many hours are you going to spend there? You know, you go there at night.
Three.
So, okay, 3 hours. There's no way you can get through all the rides and stuff, you know.
I mean, I try to. I go through every maze there is. I'm there for the haunted stuff.
Yeah.
I want to go through every... See, Not Scary Farm's way bigger. Bigger.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, the way that the mazes and stuff, they're way, way bigger.
Wow.
So...
Okay, well, we'll let her talk about it and tell us all about it and stuff.
Yeah. But anyway, I think we thought we'd talk about paranormal.
Sounds good. Maybe I should check it out this year.
You should.
Yeah.
Something different.
Scare zones. So what are those? That's where people jump at you, or
that's
what?
Where they so you're walking through with your group, and that's where they're allowed to jump at you and scare you. There's certain zones where they can't because it could be too dark, or they need to give you a break, or it could just be dangerous, the gravel or whatever. But the scare zones, they put roller skates or some kind of rollers on their knees, so they run and slide in front of you. And you're sliding, and then they have these clapper things, or they make noises in your ear, and you're like, where are they coming from? And it's crazy because they're all dressed in crazy costumes, and they're making these in your ear, and you're like, what the fuck is that? Oh my god! And they come after you with chainsaws and all that. They will come after you with all of it.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's creepy, scary.
Wow, sounds pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of haunted houses around town, I think.
There's a lot of different things that are out there. But I mean,
Going to dress up this year? What are you going to dress up as?
I am. I just don't know what I'm going to dress up as yet. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I thought about being Katniss.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm sure everyone's going to do that. But I mean, I could maybe be her in her actual costume when she wins at the end.
Yeah.
Remember when they...
Well, I haven't seen the movie, but
God.
But she looks pretty cool. I know that.
Yeah,
you know,
have these crazy elaborate... Yeah. Or I thought about being Rachel McAdams' character, or whatever. Not Rachel McAdams, what am I talking about? The girl that looks like her, I can't remember her name, who plays the crazy queen lady with the crazy lips. She would be cool to be, but then it's not really that sexy. So I don't know. I have to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
What queen does she play? What do you mean?
Well, you have to watch Hunger Games.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. She plays it in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
really
that would be cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, this is a really good candy bar.
What are you eating?
I went to Whole Foods, and it's so good. It's mint. It's organic mint chocolate crunch, but it's gluten-free.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's good for breakfast.
It is, because it's all iron and protein.
Yeah.
And I needed it.
Sugar, too?
But whatever, it's organic.
Yeah.
Organic peppermint oil, organic cane sugar. So that's not bad.
Okay.
You know? It's not the best, but...
Yeah, I love chocolate, man. I love chocolate.
25% iron, 2 grams of protein, 2% calcium.
Mm. Okay.
Not bad.
Sounds good.
I mean, 25% iron.
Not bad at all.
I don't eat meat, so this is worth more. This is more percent in iron here than there is in shrimp.
Really?
Or tuna.
Yeah.
So I might as well.
So you do eat seafood, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sushi and stuff too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I'll eat fish galore, but anyway. Just not.
So you gotta chew to everybody.
Don't
you're
like
gonna
it?
Chew in everybody's ears.
Am I really that loud? Is it chompy?
Yeah.
Oops.
I'm thinking, she's gonna take a couple bites here, but
I'm done.
The whole fucking thing.
You know what? Yeah. I have an idea. I'm gonna put the chocolate, it's mint chocolate, in my coffee.
In your coffee.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Now I'll have mint chocolate coffee.
Yeah. In Europe, they drink that. You know, like cappuccino, they'll put chocolate
like
in it.
Dulce
and stuff.
De leche.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
I'm due for a trip somewhere.
Yeah, huh? I know. Me too, man. We got to go somewhere. I'm thinking maybe in January or something we'll take some time off. I'll go see my parents. You can go see your family.
Oh, well, my birthday's Christmas, so...
That's true.
I'm definitely going
back
home.
East?
Yeah, my grandmother, it's her... I don't know if how much longer she'll be around. They actually weren't sure she was going to make it till Christmas.
Really?
So,
wow.
But I have a feeling she will.
Uh-huh.
So I'm definitely going to go. I mean, it's my birthday on Christmas, too, and my brother's is Christmas Eve.
Right.
So we usually fly back around the 22nd, and just because, like, the craziness. And then I'm there for, like, I'm gone till the 4th.
Right.
Because government's gone.
No, for sure. So, for sure. It's holiday time. I love that time.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
So that'll be fun. So I was like, okay, I'll go back to Maryland then. And then Thanksgiving, I'm going to go to Florida.
Really?
For... Cool. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Well, I think I'm leaving Wednesday night or something. I don't remember. My mom bought the
ticket. Oh, so you're going to go to Halloween parties over there?
No, that's Thanksgiving.
Oh, Thanksgiving. Okay, what am I thinking Halloween?
No, that's not until November.
Thanksgiving.
I mean, yeah,
right.
November. The end of November. Thanksgiving's a Thursday.
Right.
So, like, Thursday, Friday, everyone's gone usually. So my mom got me a ticket to leave, like, Wednesday night. And I'm going to be there for the week. Yeah, that'll be fun. I just want to get away so badly.
Yeah.
I begged her to bring me home on the weekend. Like, just let me fly me in and fly me out.
Right.
She's like, you can't fly with your swelling. Because I guess, like, I mean, it's true. Like, flights make swelling worse.
Yeah.
And it can... you know, irritated even more. And since I'm, like, on the healing path...
Yeah, sit for a few hours like that might really make you feel uncomfortable with your leg, you know?
Yeah, it's, like, 4.5 hours just to get to Florida, so... Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just not... And then Maryland's 6 hours, 6.5.
Really?
Yeah.
That far?
Yeah.
I didn't think there was a flight longer than five hours.
Same as New York.
Yeah, New York's 5 hours.
Depends where you're going, where you're flying from.
I guess it depends which way you're coming from.
Yeah.
Huh?
So, I mean, sometimes it's 5 hours if you... Like, it depends which flight, too.
Yeah.
Like,
the wind,
the jet stream and all that.
Yeah.
It's takes longer, I think, going there than it does back.
Mm.
I think it's coming back is quicker.
Yeah, I think coming back takes longer.
Or maybe it's coming back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what I'm thinking. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know I've been on
maybe
a flight.
You're right. I don't know. But I think it's usually when I come back, it takes longer because I'm eager to get home already.
Yeah.
And it takes longer.
Yeah. Craziness.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know why. I've always thought it was weird because the airport in Baltimore and the airports in New York, like even D.C., it's all the same amount of time.
Yeah.
So if I were to, which is so weird because, New York's 3 hours for me driving, 2.5, 3.
Yeah.
So
that's not bad, huh?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the thing back east, man. You get into the car, in 2 hours you can get to a new place you've never been to before, you know?
Yeah.
Here, everything's so fucking far, you know? There's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
There,
because I've got, like, 45 minutes. I could go into Pennsylvania, up north.
Yeah.
Or I could go 45 minutes west, and that's Virginia.
Right.
And then I could go an hour south, and then that's... Well, actually, I could go, like, 30 minutes north. That's Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
40 minutes the other way is Jersey.
That's cool. You see?
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
That's cool.
Because the cool thing about being there that I do miss is, like, ski season. It's like, I want to go skiing so bad. Just get me better so I can go skiing.
Oh, yeah. Break your fucking leg again.
No, I'm good at
you
skiing.
You got to pull back
I am
on these
skiing.
Things.
Like, this year, I am going. I can't
really?
Wait. Yes. But, yeah, so, I mean, the cool thing with there is because you got all the ski resorts right there. Like, everything was, like, 45 minutes to maybe 2 hours tops away.
Right.
Well, like, Deep Creek Lake, which is, like, the best snow, where there's not really icy, that depends on the weather because you're driving through blizzards usually. So, I'm talking, like, the snow's above your car.
Really?
Because they're just used to clearing the roads.
Right.
And they just pile it up on the side of the road. So it's like way up. You're like driving through like a mountain of snow, which can be crazy. Sometimes it's like 4 hours to get there. Sometimes it could be 2.5, it could be 4, it could be 6, depending on what the roads are like.
I know, it's like going to Big Bear here. You know, you never know if the roads are going to be icy and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's similar to here, except over there it snows way more. We have blizzards
every week. Oh, no, I know that.
Yeah, but the cool thing is, like, we've got, like, all the Pennsylvania places. There's, like, four of them. They're only, like, 45 minutes to an hour away, all of them. And they're, like Ski Liberty, Ski Round Top, like,
That's cool, yeah.
So that was pretty cool. My brother was on the ski team. Oh, yeah? He used to go up every week. Because it's only 45 minutes away. It's Pennsylvania, yeah. But it's only right there. So he would just drive up there every weekend and, like, yeah. I was like, you know, because it's what you do. Like, yeah. That's what we did back then. We have so much snow. Like, here, there's surf teams. We didn't really have surf teams.
That's true.
I mean, we did on the ocean, yeah. Like, during the summer. But, yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway. So I wanted to bring up... Oh, yesterday was funny because I'm, like, at home working and stuff at 2 in the afternoon. And, you know, we have a show. Mother Love does a show here
right.
Every day at 2 o'clock. So I get a text that... We need to get more than 4 people in the studio, you know, and that's the limit here because you don't want any more people on the air because then you can't figure out who's talking and what's going on.
Right.
So that's why I keep it to 4. So they sent me a text, 19 people they wanted to put in this room.
What?
Yeah, kids that are like a choir.
Oh, my God. This room is way too small for
you know, us. And, you know, we have the cameras, so I'm looking from home, and I'm going, oh, my God.
Oh,
they're,
my
like,
God.
Flowing in here like cockroaches, you know.
Oh, my God.
And, but, you know, and I was going to say, I mean, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And, but then I thought, you know, this is like over 20 people I'll be disappointing if I tell them to go home.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because they're all, you know. So
wow.
Imagine in this room, there were like 20 people yesterday.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
like,
they're all standing there.
Piled up against.
Yeah, they're all standing. And
I'm just
so
imagining,
me,
like, at least they're not touching, like, all the stuff.
No,
like,
they weren't touching all the stuff, but they weren't touching anything, really. But the thing is that, you know, they came in here. They're going, oh, they'll just come in and sing a song and then they'll leave, right? They were here for a fucking hour, you know. They kept her here.
Oh, my God.
She kept them here for an hour. And I was like... just flabbergasted. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, I mean, the I don't know, the balls that some people have, you know, to just do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know? So, needless to say, I was pretty irritated. But at the same time, I just kind of mellowed out. I said, what the hell, let them all have their day, you know.
Yeah.
And have fun and stuff, so.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah,
oh
but
God.
I thought 19 people is a little too much, I think.
That's crazy. Like, for those of you who don't know, this room is not that big.
Yeah, I mean, people can imagine at the studio.
Fit.
You don't make...
Maybe if they line up one by one against each wall.
Well, they were just standing where you sit in all that area, and they did just fine, you know, and like...
That's crazy.
Yeah, 2-3 rows or something.
That's crazy.
I know.
So I just wanted to say that I'm really upset because I lost my fantasy match yesterday by less than a point.
What's a fantasy match now? Fantasy football?
We play for money,
okay.
Yeah. And less than a point.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not happy right now. That I mean, that's just crazy because like this team always wins.
Uh-huh.
98-78 is his and uh-huh. Mine was 97-50.
Really?
So 97.50. Okay, so it's like a point and whatever. But I mean, like, that's just ridiculous. Are
yeah.
you fucking kidding me?
I know.
So anyway, our guest supposed to be calling in. I just emailed.
Yeah, I just think our internet dropped here for a second, and so let's see. I'm
because they could be calling in
here.
And not.
Yeah, and not getting through.
Oh.
Yeah, because I was wondering about that too, what was happening here. But no, I think it's fine now. Yeah, I see somebody try to call in.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah, but it's an unknown number, so I can't call back. Maybe she'll keep trying.
Hopefully so.
Yeah, please keep trying, you know. It's like, I don't know, you know, Brigitte, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to jump out the window.
Don't do that.
Every time these fucking internet problems happen.
I've got a number to call back if you want.
Yeah.
Do you want it?
No, we'll wait for her. She'll probably call back, yeah. I don't know if she wants us to call her.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, if she texts you, just tell her to text to call back or something. I think it's working now, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So Jerry Sandusky got 3 friggin' decades in jail. Okay, here she is.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Jennifer Blasey at Not Scary Farm.
Hi. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
You probably couldn't get through for a few minutes, right?
I did. I tried, and then it said all lines were busy, so I'm trying again.
Sorry about that.
No, it's not. It wasn't that it's busy. It's just that the internet was down for a few minutes.
We were like, oh, no.
Yeah. So I'm glad you kept trying, yeah.
But yeah, we were talking about, I was comparing, because I love, Halloween is my favorite season of all times, and I absolutely love coming to Not Scary Farm. And I went to a hayride this weekend, and then we were talking about Universal, how they're copying you guys. So
you guys are the original.
I feel like they are, because they have, like, I was telling the public about how you guys have scare zones and whatnot, and Universal, they've got their haunted house, but they never had scare zones until, like, last year or the year before, and I remember going and being like, really? You're trying to be, like, Not Scary Farm, but you're not as good.
Well, they've been trying to copy us for a while, but we've been doing this 40 years. We celebrate 40 years this year.
Wow.
And ours is just more than a haunted house. We have actually 13 mazes or walkthrough attractions.
Wow.
And rides. We have 9 live shows and 4 scare zones. So it's completely encompassing you. The moment you walk in, you can't turn right or left without running into a monster or a maze or a show. It's just all over the park.
Right. So it is the whole park, huh, mm-hmm. that you filled with this stuff.
It is. It's
wow.
The whole park will have mazes, shows, everything's going on all over. So it's not a particular area of the park. It's the entire park.
Right.
And that's decor and everything throughout.
And that, I have to say, like, I it's an amazing production. Like, I absolutely love it. I really do. And it's literally got every nightmare you could be scared of. Like, you know, you guys have, like, the high school massacre or, like, the zombie area or the psycho ward.
Wow.
Or whatever.
Yeah, those are some of our older mazes. But, yeah, we have a lot of new mazes this year. And we have Pinocchio this year.
Oh,
so
gosh.
It's a twisted tale on Pinocchio.
That's creepy.
Pinocchio wasn't brought back to be a real boy, and so now he's chasing people and taking their skin and trying to do some of his own grafting. It's pretty gross.
Oh, my gosh. So
we have that going on. We have a new maze called Trick or Treat, and that is the Green Witch's home. And it's you're a trick-or-treater ringing her doorbell, but you find out that, you know, she's that crazy lady at the end of the street that you're afraid to go trick-or-treating at.
Yeah.
And there's a good reason for it, because kids don't make it out of there. So the kids that haven't made it out in years past are all running around, causing havoc in the maze, and it's just a lot of fun.
Wow.
Another one we have is Dominion of the Dead, which is our new take on vampires.
Oh, cool.
So that's a brand new one, but it's a really different take on vampires. It's like it's an art museum, and they're luring you in, and you find out that they're luring you in so you can become part of the artwork.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's very twisted, but, you know, black and white, gray colors with some red splattered here and there. A really different, very artistic maze. So that's just, you know, some of the new mazes we have this year. But again, we have something for everybody's taste. And whether you're scared of clowns, we have a clown maze. We have the slaughterhouse. So that's, you got some chainsaws going in there and some dicing and slicing going on in there. So yeah, no matter what you're afraid of, we've got something for you.
And it's so big. Like, how many, you guys employ so many people. I feel like wherever I turn, there's like someone like will come after me and I'm like, ah, how many people do you employ during the season? I mean, there's gotta be like hundreds that work there.
Yeah, what's really funny is that when you find out when we began, you know, 40 years ago, it was like a couple monsters in the street, maybe a half dozen. There were 2 rides that we only had 2 rides. We had the mine ride and the log ride had a few monsters in it. And now we have about 1,000 monsters. So,
wow.
You know, each maze has like 30 to 32 monsters in it. And then the ones in the streets and the scare zones. And so, yeah, it's just grown and grown and grown. And
wow.
Yeah, it's a busy, busy time for us.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's cool. Even during the year, I mean, the park is a lot of fun,
you know?
And for kids and stuff, you know, and you get some cool rides there, too. I haven't been in a while, but I remember
you
get some really cool rides.
And I love how you guys, and you can also stay there, too, right? Isn't there like a hotel right there or a restaurant right there, too, when you enter?
Yeah, we have the Knott's Hotel, and that's just adjacent to us. And so that's it's a great thing for Haunt, too, because if you come and stay late, you don't want to make that drive home, because we're open till 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, depending on the night that you choose.
Awesome.
And that's kind of a long drive, so a lot of people like to stay at the hotel, and we have breakfast with Snoopy. Snoopy can come, you know, be there at the breakfast.
Right.
We have special Snoopy rooms for the families, and, you know, we do have something for the kids during Halloween on the weekends, during the daytime, and it's Camp Spooky, and they have trick-or-treating and a friendly maze and a stage show, and cookie decorating. So there's all kinds of activities for families as well during the daytime. So we have that to offer.
Yeah. That's really great. And then so where, for those that don't know, where are you guys located?
We're right here in Buena Park, and we're about 10 minutes from Disneyland. So we're right here. We call ourselves the center of the Southland. It's right on Beach Boulevard. So.
Oh, awesome. That's in Orange County, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
In Orange County, correct.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then do you guys have, like, how much are ticket prices range, or are you...
Yeah, ticket prices range for the Halloween haunt, depending on what night you're coming. And the best bets are, your best deals are found on Knott's.com, and you just type in the night that you want, and we'll give you the best deal. Other than that, we have Burger King that also has coupons, and then you can also download some coupons on the Internet under Joe Cool Club. But your online price is really your best price, and it's just the most convenient way to come to haunt.
Right, for sure.
Oh, that's cute. Joe Cool, because I remember when I was younger, I used to walk around with Snoopy and, like, Joe Cool. I did.
Yeah.
And Knott's is spelled, just for those that don't realize, it's KNOTTS.com,
right.
Correct?
Yep.
And that's correct, Knott's.com. Mm-hmm.
And do you guys have a Twitter or Facebook page where people can go to also and check it out?
Yes. You were going to ask me that, and I'm going to forget.
Sorry.
Hashtag Scary Farm for Not Scary Farm.
Okay.
Sounds
awesome.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Okay, yeah, thanks for all this. It's a lot of fun. And how long have you been with them doing this?
This is my ninth haunt, my 8 year work, 8 years working here, but my ninth haunt.
So, yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah, it's been a lot. I've seen a lot of growth, and just the some of the mazes that I'm looking at this year, the detail, it's just blown me away. They've really taken it up a notch for the 40th anniversary, and we're really excited about it this year. Also, a lot of things that are in the park that you wouldn't, you know, just little details, little things. We have the tricksters. They're running around causing havoc inside the park as well, not just in the witches' maze. The shows, like I said, more shows, nine shows. We've never had nine live shows. Ed Alonso, who's a magician, has the big show in the big theater, and he is just fantastic. So there's just so much to do. I mean, it's definitely a full evening of fun, and so we're really excited about this year.
Now, who does all of, I'm just curious, like, who does all the makeup and the costumes for everything? That's got to be...
We actually employ 30 makeup artists, and they start in the afternoon. They start about 3 or 4 o'clock.
Wow.
And they do about 7 or 8 monsters apiece. So, and these aren't just, you know, these aren't really masks. These are prosthetics, so these are pieces that are specially made and painted for all the characters, or there's face painting, you know, faces that are completely made up. And it takes a long time, but our makeup artists, they're just like our monsters. They're very dedicated to this event, and they come back year after year. Some of them, you know, do bridal makeup during the year, and then here at the haunt, they come back and make up monsters. They say it's just this different, you know, break in their year, and they look forward to it, and they really act like family. I mean, they really are family, the makeup artists and the monsters, and so it's a lot of fun to see everyone reunite for this.
What about the costumes, too? Like, you guys make all of your own costumes as well?
We make all our own costumes, and a lot of our other Cedar Fair parks now across the country are doing smaller versions of Haunt, and so we help them with their costumes and also their prosthetic pieces for their makeup as well. So our people are busy, you know, pretty much year-round working on Haunt. The moment this Haunt closes, we'll start working on next year's Haunt. We'll decide which mazes are coming back, what the new ideas are going to be, and they'll start working right away. We start building the mazes in August, so, you know, it's just crazy. It's really a year-round job for us now.
Right. Now, you mentioned that there are other theme parks around the country. What are those as well, so people can check those out in case they don't live around here?
Yeah, if you just go to Cedar Fair parks, you can check them all out. I mean, Great America is one. Even Canada's Wonderland. I'm in Canada.
Okay.
You know, so there's lots of parks. There might be a park in your area that is also having a haunt. So just go to the Cedar Fair .com
awesome.
Website, and we'll have all the list of all the different parks.
Cool.
Okay,
awesome.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Yes, Jennifer, this is a lot of fun, and you definitely convinced me to go. You know, I usually don't go, but it sounds like a lot of fun. I think I will. So thank you so much. We wish you a lot of success this season.
Yeah. And, I can't wait to check it out, all the new things that you have going on. Yay.
No, absolutely. Come on down anytime.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Great. Jennifer. Thank you. Knots.com, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That's so cool. I mean, that's crazy, like, how much preparation they put into everything.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, I think 1,000 people that they have working. I told you it's a lot of people.
I know. They dedicate, like, a whole park to Halloween, you know? It sounds pretty cool.
It's so cool. I mean, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like how they change it up every year. Because, I mean, I mean, it's been a while since I've gone. I didn't go last year. I wanted to really bad. I didn't go last year, but I went the year before, I think it was. Mm. And then the year before that. So... yeah, I'm really stoked to go.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like, vampire craze. But that's cool. I like how they really think about different things.
Yeah, you know? They get creative about it.
Yeah.
You know, definitely.
I didn't realize that it was a Snoopy park. Because, you know, each place...
yeah, it is a Snoopy park. That's the theme there. Yeah.
That's so funny because I didn't realize that. And I guess I know that now because you look at the restaurant, I think there was, like, Snoopy and, like, the little bird, you know, on it. But... I was obsessed with Snoopy when I was little.
Really?
Yeah. And
so what's the name of the bird? You should know it.
I forget. I can't remember, but I remember Joe Cool. Like,
yeah.
I used to have, like, my brother, his name's Joe, and so he used to have shirts that say Joe Cool on them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I feel bad that I don't even remember the name of the bird either. But you're saying it was your favorite, so you gotta know.
I can't remember. God, yeah. That was so long ago.
I know.
I forget.
Yeah. So going back to Jerry Sandusky, he got 30 years in jail.
Wow.
And, you know, but if you think about it, if it was like 1 year per victim, it still would be more than fucking 30 years, you know?
That's...
well, he had 45 counts, let's say. So I don't know how many kids were actually there, but still, it's disgusting. And you know what? There's no remorse. He's calling these actions disgusting, and I would never have done them, and it wasn't me, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it just, you have to wonder, you know, I mean, this guy spent so many years just getting his rocks off with these boys and everything.
It's disgusting.
And now he has to sit there and think about all this for a long time.
That's crazy.
You know, I mean, you know, to get some sexual pleasure and then spend the rest of your life for it, it just doesn't make sense, you know? That's what I'm saying. I mean, these guys, I think, like, they're, like, sex makes them crazy, you know? I think it makes them, like, do things.
Yeah.
That,
it's like they need to go to, like, he needs to, like, go to counseling on top of it.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Yeah, definitely. But maybe he's beyond repair. I don't know what his thing will be, but they're saying he's probably going to be in solitary confinement because he's in danger in jail, you know?
Well, good. I mean, in a way, yeah. I wish that they would beat him up and
rape
him. Yeah,
where all the murderers are...
good. I hope they rape his ass and they, like, you know what I mean? That's just so wrong. Like, you can't do that to a child, you know? Like, to think of what he's done and how many lives he's ruined.
Yes.
You know?
He has,
and
he's killed the spirits, you know?
Yeah, that's so not right. That's not fair. He should be not in solitary confinement. He should be in regular jail with everyone else. How do you like it?
Yeah.
Your turn. Of horror.
That's true. He's 68 years old, man.
Wow.
Fuck.
Wow. And so this happened how many years ago?
10, 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, what's the wife say?
I don't know. She was saying, I don't know what she's saying now, but she used to stand by him. Yeah.
How can she?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But... yeah, there's a few crazy things in the news also. Did you hear about this skydiver who wants to... a supersonic dive from the edge of space. He's going to go up 120,000 feet and jump with a parachute. Like free fall. And they're saying while he's in the free fall phase, he's going to probably hit the sound barrier.
I did hear about... Not to that extent. I heard that there was a guy... I want to say somewhere in L.A., and he was testing a spacesuit to wear by base jumping off of somewhere around here.
Right.
And I guess that's what it was for.
Maybe that's him because he's wearing a spacesuit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's wearing a spacesuit.
I heard this yesterday.
Yeah.
I think it was at Gale. Someone was talking
about it. So it was supposed to happen today, but they're postponing it, I guess, because of the weather or something. So
wait, so where is he supposed to do this from?
So 120,000 miles. I saw that... the question is how he gets there, right? And I saw them attach him to a balloon or something. So
that's what I'm wondering, how is he going to get there?
Yeah.
So if he goes through the sound barrier, what happens?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to him, you know, if he reaches the speed of sound, you know, but...
That's weird.
Yeah. But he could lose consciousness, they're saying, because of the low temperature.
Pressure. So is he going to be wearing
atmosphere.
A mask?
He's wearing like a spacesuit completely, yeah, mask and everything. Mm-hmm. Helmet, you know, the whole thing. 23 miles.
Oh,
it's 23 miles.
My God. That's, like, really, like, crazy.
It is, man. I mean, he's fucking nuts, you know. I don't know if he's going to make it. I really don't, you know.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
So, like, how many hours? I mean, that would take 25 miles. I mean, you drop so fast.
Yeah.
So, would that take,
I wonder how long it's
going to
take. They didn't say.
20 minutes? I don't know. I don't know. I'm thinking of when I skydived, because you got a parachute down, that takes forever.
Yeah, that's
about
different.
About a half hour. So maybe an hour?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Really? An hour to be in that state?
Because think about it. You're dropping, and then you're going to pull the chute, and you're going to chill and take your, like, slow way down.
Yeah. But think about it.
I don't know.
I mean, an hour would... If you go 23 miles an hour, it would take you an hour.
Right.
So... You know, so just
well,
think
I mean,
about
he's
it.
Dropping. Okay, I
so he's
dropped,
dropping like
I mean,
a lot
it
faster.
Took me a half an hour to get down. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but if he goes
jump,
at the
speed
of sound,
we jump and like you know we're like. No, I see what you're. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, if he jumps and he goes 1,000 miles an hour, he's gonna get here in a few minutes. Yeah.
But I'm saying by floating in the air, he's gonna be down.
Right.
It's gonna be like. Okay, you see the balloon go up. You're not going to see it for a while.
Right.
So it's going to be like an hour before you actually see, oh, look, there's a balloon now down here coming, or a parachute.
A parachute,
and
yeah.
Before he lands,
right.
It's going to be an hour.
But he's going to do a lot of it in free fall, you know, so that's what I'm saying. That's why it's going
to
be
pretty
fast. But
it's still going to take a half an hour to come down.
I don't know. You think? Think about
in
it.
Yes, in a parachute, it's going to take a half an hour.
In the parachute, but I don't know how what portion of it he's going to do the free fall in, you know. But you're probably right. Look, an
it's
hour, 2 hours,
like,
who cares?
I yeah. wonder, because I guess it took me maybe like 5 minutes to like get to the parachute part. Maybe longer. I don't know. And then, so him, it would take...
He's been preparing for it for 5 years, man.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the shit that people do, you know, 70 degrees below.
How do you prepare for something like that? That's what...
Yeah. Well, actually, there was somebody jumped from 96,000 feet. And they were doing a test, yeah, from not as high, but also, you know, pretty high up there. So, he's got the pressurized helmet and suit. Which weigh 100 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that well. Weighs 100 pounds.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah. One more thing. Oh, I wanted to mention this because this is right up your alley here. This Florida man dies after eating cockroaches in a cockroach contest.
Oh, it's disgusting.
But this is to win a python, an $850 python. So he was hoping. So he joined this contest and ate roaches and worms, and dropped dead right afterwards.
That is so disgusting. Like, see, that's
and
what
he
you should.
And he swallowed them. I don't even think he chews. So imagine all these like live bugs.
Oh,
ah,
stop it! Oh,
yeah,
God.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay.
But no wonder he fucking died.
But I mean, how do they last on Fear Factor? How do they do it on Fear Factor?
Because I don't think they do a lot of them. You know, I don't think.
So
it's
how many
that
did
many.
He eat?
I don't know.
And how come Bear? You know that guy Bear?
Yeah.
He goes around and he like. I guess he cooks them, right? Oh, God, I can't think of it.
Okay. Let's not think about it.
Can we change the subject?
Okay. Paula Abdul is going to guest judge on Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
If you care about that.
No.
I don't either. And this Texas mother is being sentenced for gluing her toddler daughter to the wall and beating her.
What?
Yeah. She
How
glued,
did they find the child?
She glued the 2-year-old daughter to a wall, and she beat her over potty training.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Where is this from?
This
south?
Is in Texas, yeah.
Yeah.
And 23-year-old mother.
I was going to say, she's got to be young.
Yeah.
She probably didn't have a mother herself. Or...
Wow.
First of all...
I mean, can you imagine the trauma on the kid?
Glue a kid? Because glue doesn't work on people unless it's super glue.
No, well, maybe with their clothes or something. It's a two-year-old.
And how did they find the child? The child told? Or someone found it? Or what?
That's a good question, huh? How did they find out? Huh.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, the mother testified, but...
Maybe because the kid had bruises on her from beating.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, like,
she
goes to preschool or something, and they're like, why
and
do you have bruises?
They figured it out, exactly.
And then she's like, well, I, you know, spanked her because she wouldn't go to the bathroom. And they're like, well... And they probably, like, you know, interrogated. And she's like, well, I glued her at first.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I glued her. I glued her to the wall, so...
Glued her to the wall.
I probably, that's how she did it. I glued her to the wall. Yeah. In that voice, too.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, what is wrong with these people?
Like, I don't know, man. It's your kid, you know?
What you do to your child affects them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
So what, especially during the growing years.
Yeah.
So what you're doing to them during this time, you're making the murderers happen.
Yeah,
you're making that.
Screwed up people are
You're making
kids.
The rapists.
Yeah.
I guarantee Sandusky was probably raped as a kid, too.
Probably.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's,
I mean,
why
that's how they all become like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, you have to think, like... This is your duty to raise somebody who's supposed to help this world,
right.
Not to screw it up and screw them up. That's just not fair.
No, especially not, you know, when
just
they're
in you
your
care.
Just because
you had a fucked up life doesn't mean that they should. Like, it's your duty to, like, you know, help make the world better and raise, like, a proper person instead of, like, a murderer. Like, going. I mean, like, think of, like, the parents that raised Trenchcoat Mob, you know? Like, what?
Yeah.
I know.
Finally, I just want you to see what a mess, I mean, what a big deal they make out of a fucking plant. Because I guess in London, an elderly couple bought a plant and they were growing it and stuff. They didn't realize it was cannabis. So they were raising the whole thing. They're saying it's the biggest bush I've ever seen. The biggest bush I've ever seen. But look at this. This has become a fucking news story because of a plant. You know, I mean, something's wrong with this fucking world.
Okay, I want to say that the fact they didn't know it was cannabis is bullshit.
But they're old people. Maybe they didn't know, you know?
I don't know. They're old, which means they grew up in the 70s. 60s, 70s, and they know damn well.
Yeah.
Oh, let me put this pretty plant out here. You can't just go to a store and buy it. Oh, I didn't know. You know what I mean? Where'd you get it from?
Wow.
Please.
I don't know. Apparently, the police believe them because they're saying that the maximum sentence is 14 years in jail.
That's bullshit.
14 years for a fucking plant.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, I'm beside myself. I can't deal with this.
No, that is ridiculous. That is
all this fucking cannabis
ridiculous.
Bullshit.
But, I mean, it's not legal there, so that's different. But, I mean... Where did they get the plant from? That's what's interesting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They
it's
probably
like
bought
the
it
store.
When it was really small.
You don't go to the store and buy them. You know, you got to be given that, or you got to call the dealer to get it for you. So they knew damn well what they were doing. They just, play dumb, but so be it.
Yeah.
I mean, 14 years in jail for growing a plant, that's retarded.
Yeah, I mean, give me a break, you know. Yeah.
Wow.
The world has gone crazy, man.
The world is a vampire.
All right, Brigetta, that's it for today. I'm going to get to go home and take a nap. Well, not now, later. But I'm really tired.
Me too.
Yeah. All right, everybody, thank you all for joining us tomorrow. We have a porn star, another one.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Surprise.
I'm so surprised.
Well, we got to make up for all the spiritual shit we've had.
Yeah, it's definitely a balance. Like, they were talking about it last night. What kind of shows do you have? I'm like, every day is different. And there was a child there, so I didn't want to say, oh, we have from porn stars to whatever. Because, I was like, whatever, they're adults, I can say it. But then I was like, there's a kid here, so I'm not going to say it. I'm like, oh, it's, you know, can be very adult-like. It can be, depends on our guest. Yep.
Yeah, just tell people we talk about our lives and about...
We do. I mean, and that's what's great, because like, it's not dull or boring.
Yeah, exactly.
Every day is a different day. And if you don't like it, turn it off, come back tomorrow, because it'll be different. You know?
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.